Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Get ready to take your notes, your pens, your paper, and we're going to talk about a new beginning on this line. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message that is about to go forth and touch the hearts of your people. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to enlighten them on the things that you desire for them to fulfill in their life. We thank you, Lord, for hearing the word of God, for this is how we increase our faith, by hearing the word of God. And once we hear the word of God, we are charged with the responsibility to be a doer of the word of God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, even now, but we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody repeat after me. Somebody repeat after me and say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
For my new beginning.
For my new beginning.
Yes. Do you really feel that? Repeat that again. I'm ready for my new beginning.
I'm ready. I'm ready for my new beginning. Yes, Lord.
My new beginning. That's personal. Lord. That isn't something that you can just say to anyone. When you say, I'm ready for my new beginning, you are now decreeing and declaring. You are now giving the heavens permission to intercept. You're now giving God permission and the Holy Spirit permission to begin activate a new season. You are now calling forth a change in your life, a change in your finances, a change in your health, a change in your mindset, a change even in the natural. It might be even a change in the geographical. It might be a change in your new career. You're activating a shift in your life.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
New beginning. Where do we get this from? You say, General Andrew, General April, you said this is a qualifying month. Where do you get that from? Because we find it in the Word of God. The Word of God is so true, so true. And we know this in the Word of God where the Bible says how God created the heavens. He created the heavens, and you find that in Genesis 2 and 2 and 3. Genesis 2 and 2 and 3, you can read it yourself. It's very plain. I'm reading from the King James Version. He said, on the seventh day, God ended his work, ended it, completed. End is a synonym of completion. When you end something, it's done, finito, fin. That is the seventh day, and God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. What does the next scripture say? It reiterates it. It said, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it.
Hallelujah.
How many want you and your works to be sanctified by God?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
How many really want God to put a stamp on your work and say, it is done. I'm going to bless it, and it is now sanctified. That's what God did.
Yes, and God.
He rested.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Hallelujah.
And made. This is what God is saying. He's saying that when you are completed, it is done, and I'm going to bless it and sanctify it because it got to be blessed. Woo, catch this. You can't have a new beginning without God's blessing. You can't have a new beginning without God sanctifying it. Otherwise, what are you working for? Otherwise, what are you working in? Otherwise, how are you moving in God's glory when he hasn't sanctified it or blessed it? So it has to be blessed on the seventh so it could be blessed in the new beginning. And some of you all disqualify yourself. This is how the enemy does it. See, the enemy knows that there's a blessing on the seventh day, the seventh month, the seventh year of your work. God knows that he's going to sanctify, but the enemy knows it as well. So sometimes what you all do is fall prey, and you tap out in 6.5. Woo!
All you had to do
was endure a little bit longer. All you had to do was endure a little bit longer, and the blessing and sanctification was coming on the seventh. The completion was coming on the seventh, but you begin to give in and become weary and doubtful and fretful, and you tapped out on the 6.5.
My God.
Say, I'm not tapping out in six and a half. Woo! Hallelujah. You don't want to tap out in six and a half. You're this close to your breakthrough. You're this close to your breakthrough, your blessing, your sanctification. And God wants to bless it. God wants to sanctify you. However, you got to endure for the new beginning. So where am I coming from
Amen.
Today? Where am I coming from today? I want to read to you. I want to read to you in Isaiah, the 43 chapter. If you have your word, if you're on your phone, or if you can't, you're taking notes, it's being recorded. If you're not even able to take notes, what is the Lord saying? Turn to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Now, this is dealing with the prophet Isaiah. This is dealing with the prophet Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah is very important if you are studying and if you are studiers of the word of God. Isaiah is considered to be a major prophet. And the Bible splits up prophets by major or minor. Major prophets are those it's mainly categorized by the contribution they gave in the word of God. So you base it off the book in the Bible. If the book is small, they had a little or minimum contribution, doesn't mean their significance is any less. It just means major, minor. They have more assignment. They have more to contribute through the word of God. So this is considered one of the major prophets in the Old Testament. So I want you to understand Isaiah was very important. Me, when I study the word of God or when I begin to look at scriptures, I must know what's going on. I must know who's speaking. I desire to know what it is, who it is, that, and what's going on. So I just to give you a little cap, this is for your own research. You do the work. I won't do all the work for you. But Isaiah was considered an 8th century prophet. So that gives you an idea of when he began to work and live and move in the power of God. So he was an 8th century prophet. He was a major prophet. And he was, according to theologists, he was the most quoted prophet in the New Testament, meaning you'll see in the New Testament a lot of the apostles quote Isaiah most out of everyone. So that's important and that's significant. They really did like what he had to prophesy. So he was the most quoted in the New Testament. He also was a prophet who had a theme in general. If you study his whole life, he had a theme of calling for justice. He had a theme of justice, calling for the justice of righteousness, making sure justice was distributed evenly. That seemed to be one of his core passions. So I began to read in Isaiah, and the Lord brought me to the 43rd scripture. I'm going to highlight the 15th scripture, the 43rd chapter, and I'm going to highlight the 15th scripture, the 18th scripture, and the 19th scripture. Some of you all have heard this. If not, this is going to be a great reminder or a new revelation for you. Isaiah 43 and 15 talks about, I am the Lord. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your king. Let's go to the 18th scripture. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And let's go to 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What is God saying here? He's saying that I'm creating a new thing. He was sending his prophet Isaiah to speak and encourage the hearts because he was about to bring them out of captivity. Babylon was about to oppress them and run them over, and they were like a world power, strong. But God was sending a mighty word and said, have you not forgotten what I've done? How I saved you, how I've been able to give you new life. I rescued your people out of the hands of Pharaoh in Egypt. I've done mighty things, so what is one more new thing? I don't tire because I am your Lord. I'm your Holy One, your only true source. No other false gods can compare to me. I am your creator. I will create a thing if I have to rescue you, to birth out a new thing. This is what I do, and he does it very well. God is saying, even in this hour for you all, that he wants to birth out a new thing. But some of you all are fretful of the new thing. God has been tugging and nudging at you all to birth out something new, to step into something new, to go and walk in your new season, but you've been hesitant. You've been hesitant. Why? The Holy Spirit asks you, why? What is so fretful of the new beginning? Have I not blessed and sanctified you? Have I not said it is sanctified and I bless it? You have been faithful.
Amen.
Now let's move into the new thing.
Yes.
Will you
recognize
the new thing? A lot of people read that scripture and don't know the question in the 19th scripture where he says, shall ye not know it? In other words, he
asks
the question, will you recognize it? Shall you not know it when I'm about to give you something new? Shall you not know it when I'm about to bring you into a new season? Some of you all knew seasons years ago, but you didn't even recognize it. You didn't identify it, and so you're still stuck in the same old, because you haven't recognized. Shall ye not know it?
Yes. Jesus.
That's good.
That's
good.
Recognize the new season. See, because if you're not looking at it from an aerial view, you won't know when you're about to lead into new pastures. Around you might be deserted. Around you might be in the desert. But if you go into the aerial view, you'll see if you just keep walking about a half a mile, you're going straight into green pastures. He's going to lead you behind, beyond and along the still waters.
Amen.
He's going to preserve and preserve your soul. But you have to begin to look at the bigger picture. Some of us
Amen.
Get so consumed in our issues. Some of us get so consumed in our trials and tribulations that we become, oh, woe is me. And we can only see the bill in front of us. We can only see the health issues in front of us. We can only see the job and supervisory frustrations in front of us. But if you begin to now exaggerate your view and go from a 30,000-foot area view, you begin to say it's bigger than your employer. It's bigger than this one bill. It's bigger than this little health issue. I serve a God. I serve a holy one. I serve the king. I serve the creator
yes.
of Israel. Your
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Renew
yes.
your glory. Renew
Hallelujah.
Your strength. And you begin to step into the new thing.
Hallelujah.
So then the next time, even some of you all on Monday, when your boss got on your nerves all last week, and then you come refreshed on Monday, your boss is looking and just wanting you to just get under your skin and just want you to be aggravated. But when you step in light-footed, when you step in with a smile, they're going to say, what are they on? I know for a fact they should have an attitude. I gave them two assignments to complete by the end of this week. There's no way they should be happy. The deadline is too soon. They know what vexes you because you haven't told them how they're getting under your skin. You've reacted in such a way that proves to them that they are successful in agitating you. When your coworkers, when your family, it doesn't matter. Apply it in any area of your life. But when you begin to now take an exaggerated view from a 30,000 area perspective, you now recognize that their attitude, their little small whatever minion, whatever issue, whatever personal thing they may have in their own life and they're trying to vex you with it, doesn't even faze you anymore.
Yes,
come on now.
Lord.
Amen.
Why?
Amen. Yes.
Why? Because you're walking into a new beginning. That's why we tell you, people of God, that when people leave or when people want to talk about us, matter of fact, we had somebody come to us and say, wow, you guys must really about to be in a blessing season because somebody really well known has shared your message and called you a false prophet. General Andrew said, wow, yeah, I believe that. I've been feeling that for the last few weeks. It's something major about to shift. But by chance, who is this person? And the man told my husband, and he showed him the screenshot of this prophetess who's also a, I guess she's an editor or a writer of a big, famous magazine as well. So she has a lot of following. Matter of fact, she's not even in the U.S. She's based in London, has a huge following. And she said, these are the end times or something like that. This must be a false prophet. Be aware. Something like that. They took one of our posts on the false prophet page because they're not familiar with what God is doing. Not understanding a false prophet is exactly what she is because she's also a prophet.
She doesn't even
understand she's a boss prophet. But because you're stuck on the name and because you're not even doing your research and know who we are, what we stand for, our doctrine, our contributions to the body of Christ and the word and the world worldwide, you just take one little post and you now say we're false. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter. We rejoice. We thank God for the free publicity. Because with following that
large,
people will
a promotion, promotion.
They will check out our page, and half the people that are coming just to be spectators will end up being attached to our ministry because the Holy Ghost will begin to say, this is me. Don't blaspheme against me. We are all having different parts of the body. This is just their assignment. They're going to teach you how to walk in prosperity. They're going to teach you how to make an informed decision. My wisdom is upon this ministry. The fertility of the ground is because I bless it. They have signs, miracles, and wonders because I deemed it so. So the people that
get
and deliver for real.
Yep. My God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Going through our photos, you don't understand half of it. This is why we only post our wins. You'll never see us posting our loss because God is too good. We're too much high in the sky at the 30,000 area view. We've had people scroll through our photos, take pictures of me, my husband, our daughter, and they blasted it on their walls and said, this is a witch. This is a warlock. This daughter is going to hell. They have tried to curse us. We have so many testimonies that people have come against us, people who have left us. I don't know. It's just a spirit. When they leave, then they click up with other people that have left, and then they want to call us false, but we weren't false for 6.5 years. We weren't false for 2 years. We weren't false when we were praying for you and you were crying about your situation. We weren't false then. But we
come on.
That's low-key.
Talk about it.
That's low-key right there. That's something that I don't even give attention to, because I said, whatever it is, you're lost. Whatever it is, something is not worked out on your end, because all I know is I've been consistent. All I know is that I've been professional. All I know is that I have been kind to God's people, and that's why I stay blessed, because I'm not abusing you all. When have you all ever gotten a call from me and I call you cussing? When have you all ever gotten an indecent text around midnight saying, hi, how you doing, precious daughter? How you doing, precious son? I want to pray for you. Lay your hands on your breast. Lay your hands on your vagina. You don't catch me doing that stuff, but it's happening. People come to us all the time and say how their old spiritual mother used to do that stuff to them, perverting incest, spiritual incest in the body of Christ, birthing out generational curses, messing these people up. You wonder why our ground is so fertile? Because we don't play around with you all. We give you the word of God. We teach you. We correct you. And we give you honor. And that is it. You're not going to catch me texting you around midnight at 1 and 2. And hopefully you won't be texting me that late. Respect my household. But you won't be honoring you. This is how we do at KCI. That's why it doesn't faze us with who comes against us, because we are recognizing that this is the qualification for the new beginning. We didn't tap out.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.